This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth Kay, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
When you look good, you feel good. And sometimes age and stress, and right now, COVID, can throw everything off whack. Do you like what you see when you're on those Zoom calls? Are you noticing the fine lines and wrinkles? Maybe some of you feel like you're dealing with adult acne due to the masks that we need to wear. There is help, and my guest today is an expert. I want to welcome Charlotte Fairburn to the 50 Shades of K podcast. She is an aesthetics industry vet. Let's just say that. With more than 20 years of experience, she's also the owner of Aesthetics 360 in the Third Ward. Charlotte, thank you for being on 50 Shades of K today.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Elizabeth. I'm really excited to be here.
So many questions to get to. For starters, when I put this on my Facebook page, I couldn't keep up with the amount of questions. So many people are interested in this, and maybe some people feel intimidated to go into a Medi Spa. So we're going to cover what Aesthetics 360 does, and then maybe in a future podcast, if you're willing, we can really dig into some of these details about some of these procedures. Does that sound good?
That sounds great, because there's a lot of information.
There really is, and it can be intimidating for people who don't know anything about it. So let's start with the masks. Now, we need to wear them, but for a lot of people, maskne is a term that is now out on social media, which is caused a lot of times by these masks. So what is really causing the maskne, and how do you avoid it? How do you treat it?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because we're all experiencing it. You know, some of us, you know, healthcare workers, they're used to wearing masks all day, but those of us that never had to wear them before, they are wearing them and they're getting these flare-ups, irritation, like you said, adult acne, little bumps under the skin that maybe you don't see but you can feel. It's just really annoying. And the reason it's happening is because we're trapping the oil and the bacteria onto our skin all day underneath those masks. And there's also can sometimes be irritation from the friction and the rubbing of the masks as well. So
yeah.
There's a number of things. So the results, what are we seeing? We're seeing skin irritation, redness, clogged pores, and breakouts. And that whole condition has been called maskne.
So how do you treat it?
So there's a number of things people can do, and it's really diligence. Skincare is diligence whether we're wearing masks all day or not.
Yes, and it is important for people to have that regular skin routine. I mean, even just wearing sunscreen every day.
It's, you know, skincare is an investment. Skincare is for life. It's not a one and done. You know, as soon as you stop paying attention to your skin, the results will go away. It's just like working out. If you stop working out, you're going to lose the results. What people can do is a number of things. Making sure that, first of all, that your masks are clean. That's really important. And that your face, when you're putting on the mask, is clean underneath. So using a good, gentle cleanser, something that may have glycolic acid in it, because glycolic acid will help exfoliate the skin, which is important, or maybe that has a salicylic acid in it, because that'll help dissolve the clogged pores and the congestion in the pores. That can help with that. So starting with a clean surface and then having a clean mask. A lot of people are wearing cloth masks, and, you know, I see this all the time. You know, they drop it on the floor, they jam it into their purse.
Sure. Right.
They're throwing it in their glove compartment. I'm wondering, you know, how often are people washing those cloth masks? So that's really important.
Well, and you talk about kind of like, you know, if you feel like your body maybe is not going in the direction you'd like because you're not taking care of it, you're not eating well or working out, it's like you said, it's kind of the same thing with the masks. If you're not doing the work underneath and cleaning the masks, you aren't going to have necessarily the best results. That's actually a great segue into my next question about cool sculpting. There are people that are feeling like they are becoming, I'll say it, I guess, inactive or maybe feeling lazy because they're now stuck at home and not walking around the office. They're working at their desk from home. Maybe they aren't going to the gyms. You offer cool sculpting at A360. I mean, you're the only full service Medi Spa in downtown Milwaukee. Is cool sculpting the same as liposuction?
It is not. So liposuction, which works amazingly, is surgical. You are going to be under either general or local anesthesia. You're going to wear compression garments. You're going to have a lot of bruising, swelling, and a lot of limits on your activity that you can do for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Cool sculpting is completely non-surgical, and it targets stubborn areas of fat that, let's face it, we all have. No matter how much you work out, I mean, we have had clients come in that are in amazing shape, but they just have a little stubborn area. Maybe it's a little love handle or a little, you know, abdominal pooch that they can't get rid of. And then there's people who have more to get rid of, more targeted areas. For women, you know, under the arms, what we call the bra fat or the bra back fat, we can do those areas. Like I mentioned, love handles, abdomens, upper abdomens, lower abdomens, the area right under the buttocks, which is called the banana roll.
Oh. I learned something new. So is there a limit to how
much... You're going to be checking back there to see if you have a banana roll.
I know, right? Is there a limit to how much fat can be, what do you say, frozen off?
There's not. I mean, we stage the results because it uses an external applicator that uses suction and cooling, and it takes the area to a degree above freezing. And so you have this little external applicator on, you sit in a very comfortable chair, watching TV or on your laptop or whatever for anywhere from 35 to 45 minutes depending on the area being treated. And then those applicators are put in multiple areas. Sometimes we dual sculpt because we have two machines so we can cut the time in half.
Okay.
And, you know, we've had people do 4 or 5 different areas, but we stage it out. We'll have them come back in multiple days unless somebody really wants to be here like all day.
But it's nice to know that you can work around people's schedules so that if
Absolutely.
You need to come back. Shannon, on my Facebook page, had a really great question. What is the recovery time?
Yes, that's a really common question. The recovery time is limited only by yourself. So let me explain that. You're definitely going to feel a little tender in the area, and you may feel a little bit achy. But you can do whatever you want. So you're limited by your own tolerance. And again, everybody's different. I always want to stress that. When I say what most people can experience, most people experience minimal swelling, zero to minimal bruising in the area. I mean, we hardly ever have anybody that has had a bruise. But you're going to feel tender. You know, if you touch the area, you might put your jeans on, you might feel a little tender, and that'll go away in a few days. But can you go and work out? Absolutely. You can do it right away.
That's great. And should you be close to a goal weight? Shannon followed up with that question, too.
Yes. Ideally, this is for somebody who takes care of themselves. They are, you know, concerned with their right nutrition and they work out. It's not a substitute for weight loss, but it definitely will make you feel different in your clothing.
It's also something that can be the next step in, you know, looking your best self when you're on your weight loss journey. Allison had a question about cool sculpting. If you get cool sculpting in one area, will you gain weight there in the future or will fat move to another area?
Okay, so we have a finite number of fat cells in our bodies once we're in our late teens. So that's a little interesting fact.
Huh.
Those cells, they shrink and they enlarge. So that's when we gain weight, the fat cells are enlarging, they shrink when we lose weight. So what cool sculpting does is it permanently kills off the fat cells in the area that's being treated and by up to 25%. So you will notice the reduction in fat up to 25% in that area that's treated. And sometimes people do multiple treatments and which is cool because then you have a new baseline. So we've just reduced the area of fat by maybe 20 to 25%. Now we'll do a second treatment and we'll reduce it again. Those fat cells are permanently gone. Now, can surrounding fat cells shrink and enlarge? Absolutely, and that can give the illusion of gained weight. The only time that people actually create brand new fat cells is in the case of when somebody gets to the point of obesity.
Okay, and that sort of goes back to what you were saying earlier about you want to be around what your goal weight is when you're getting this treatment, too, it sounds like.
Well, and you know, everyone has a different idea of what's acceptable. You know, we've done some clients who are 100 pounds overweight, but their abdomens, they were so happy to just get a small reduction in their abdomen, just their abdominal area, and it made such a difference. You know, we've got some before and afters that we show of that, and so even though they still clearly have a lot of weight to lose, and maybe it wasn't 100 pounds, I could be exaggerating, maybe it was like 75 pounds. One woman, she was in tears. She was so happy, but yet clearly she was no way near what somebody would consider. You'd look at her and be like, oh, wow, she still needs a ton of work to do. But for her, it was thrilling.
Well, and it was probably that little bit of motivation, too, to keep working hard. You know, she could already see a glimpse of what her goal is, of how she wants to look. She wants how she feels in her inside to match the outside.
We all do, right?
Yeah.
We all, you know, that number, how we feel on the inside, by the way, because you're a lot younger than I am, that number seems to stay the same as our chronological age keeps going up.
And does Cool Sculpting hurt? And how much does it cost?
So Cool Sculpting, for about the first five to ten minutes, you're going to feel possibly a little bit of a tugging sensation, a pulling, a little achy sensation, and then the area kind of just goes numb. And we make you very comfortable in our dedicated Cool Sculpting room. And then after the applicators take off, there's a two-minute massage, and we have to kind of bring the area back to life because it's frozen for all intents and purposes.
Okay.
That 2 minutes of massage is not so comfortable, I'm not going to lie.
But I appreciate you being honest because...
But it doesn't prevent anyone from doing it. I call it 2 minutes of hell. I'm sorry.
Well, I think we've all lived through 2020, so we've been through longer than 2 minutes of hell.
So it's a directed and targeted massage that the Cool Sculpting technician is doing to bring that... bring the blood flow back to the area. So
okay.
We had a couple of people who were like, oh, I didn't mind it. It felt kind of good, or I felt it tickled. And I'm like, really? Okay. But everybody's different. I always want to say that again. Everyone's different. And pricing is based on the areas being treated, how many applicator cycles are needed, and then how many treatments would be needed. And this is all discussed in relationship with our client in a no obligation consultation so we can get to know you. What are your goals? What are your motivations?
Because you're trying to help people achieve those goals. That's what it's about at A360. And I'm glad that you did mention that you offer that complimentary, it sounds like, at the start, right? The consultation to find out what everyone's needs are, what you can offer.
Absolutely. We're very educational based. There is never any pressure. We want you to ask as many questions as possible. We don't get annoyed by questions. We want questions.
And then there's no surprises, too.
There are no surprises. We're going to be overly thorough. And if you want to think about it, that's great. And we're always here because it's a journey together. You know, we partner with our clients because, like I said earlier, it's not a one-and-done thing, whether it's your skincare or looking at your body contouring or, you know, fillers and Botox, whatever it is. These are not one-and-done types of things. We create our relationships and this journey, you know, partner with you for life, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great, too, that you're a company that people can go to and continue this relationship through the years as things change, life changes. I mean, we were talking about 2020 and how we're sitting here now in front of these computer screens and we're wearing masks. And a lot of people are noticing on their Zoom calls, maybe the wrinkles, maybe they're squinting more, looking at the crow's feet. So let's go into Botox and fillers. Can you explain first the difference between the two?
Absolutely. So Botox, which has been FDA approved since 2002, is an injectable, it's a neurotoxin, but very safely used in the right dosing, prescription only through medical practices, and it works at the muscle. So it's injected, it blocks the release of a signal that tells our muscles to contract and move. So we use it in areas where we have expression, where we can contract and move muscles. So the most common areas, those frown lines between our brows, which we sometimes call the 11s, crow's feet, those horizontal forehead lines across our forehead. We can do it in some lower face areas to soften lines around the mouth. The lower face areas have to be used much smaller doses, very judiciously, and you really need to know what you're doing. So we're just quieting the muscle down, and as a result, the movement is limited or fully limited, and then that overlying tissue is able to smooth out.
And it really does. I love Botox. I've done it. And when you talk about smoothing, I could see results almost instantly. And I felt like my makeup even looked better on my face. Because
well, it's not going to settle into those lines.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And so now fillers, let's talk about that. What is fillers?
So fillers are just the name, dermal fillers. Fillers have become used in every area of the face now, because the industry has evolved so much and there's been so much progress. So dermal fillers are also an injectable, also only through medical guidance, FDA approved, and there are several different manufacturers, several different types of fillers, but they're all made from hyaluronic acid, which is a gel, and hyaluronic acid is found in our bodies naturally. It helps our joints, it helps lubricate, it helps draw water to the area. We hear hyaluronic acid as a big buzzword now in skincare products, because hyaluronic acid attracts water and hydration, and it can hold up to 1,000 times its own weight in water. So it's great for our tissues and our face too, and it's injected in different areas. You can recontour your cheeks as we age. Now that mid-face area starts to fall and we lose the beautiful contour we had when we were younger.
Yeah.
We can just flat out fill in lines, the smile lines that go from the nose to the corner of the mouth. Those are called nasolabial folds. We can fill those up. We can soften that.
And how long do the results last? I know with Botox, my experience, it's been about 3 to 4 months. I know it's different for everybody, but fillers, mm-hmm. How long do those last for?
Well, so all of these things have FDA approval times based on clinical trials. So fillers are FDA approved, depending on the filler, for anywhere from 6 months. Some are approved for a year. Some are approved for 2 years. Like Voluma that you use in the cheeks is FDA approved for 2 years. Does that mean every individual is going to get that time frame? No.
Sure.
There are factors that play a part in how long somebody's filler will last. And also, you always want to kind of maintain your look. So even though if you get your cheeks done and it's going to last 2 years, after about a year, you kind of want to do a little bit of a booster. And you won't need as much product as you did the first time, because you don't want your appearance to be going up and down and up and down. You always want to look the same in a nice, natural, refreshed appearance. We don't do any over-injecting. No, you're not going to look fake. You're not going to look like you're wearing a mask.
And I feel like that's what some people are worried about, which I have found that's not the case. And Charlotte, you said it earlier, too. You want to look your best. You want the inside to match the outside. So that's why these consultations are helpful, because then you know exactly what it is that they're looking for. What kind of look do they want? Do you recommend Botox and or fillers for people that are noticing the fine lines and wrinkles on the Zoom calls, those two things specifically?
Absolutely. But skincare is part of it as well, because, you know, our skin is our canvas.
I like that. Our skin is our canvas. Yes. And you have one face.
You have one face. So you can get rid of your wrinkles and, you know, augment your lips. Lip filler is really, really popular right now. We do a ton of it. Smoothing out the lips, getting a more hydrated look. You could use the Botox and get rid of your frown lines. But if your skin looks like crap.
Yeah.
If your skin has, you know, areas of sun damage and pigment or just rough tone and it looks dull and, you know, it's got textural issues, that's a whole other type of treatments. And they work best together, because you're going to protect your investment with your injectables, and your skin can't be ignored, because that is what is everyone's going to see.
Yes. Just like they say with working out, you can't outwork a bad diet. So
right. If
you're going to go get the Botox and the fillers, which are amazing and helpful, but you're not taking care of your skin, well, then it's almost counterproductive.
It's so
Charlotte,
true.
As we wrap up with you, what made you get into this industry? I mean, you've been doing this for over 20 years. You own Aesthetics 360. What is it that drives you and motivates you to do this every day?
Well, I got into this business in 1998 when it wasn't even a business. You know, it was that's when people were injecting collagen made from cows. Nobody heard of Botox, and so it's evolved so much over the years, which I have loved seeing, and I love that I've been in it from the ground floor because I have that history and I've seen the evolution. But I love that I can help people feel good and inspire confidence. We've had women who we have worked with their skin over months and months and months, or maybe getting them ready for their wedding or whatever, and they have been in tears and so happy because they've said, I can feel confident in my skin. And that sounds like a cliche phrase, but it's really true. They can wear less makeup. They can go without makeup. They can be comfortable going to the gym without doing a full face of makeup. And they just it just is confidence, and it's not theory. It's real. There's many, many studies to show that when people look better, they feel better about themselves, they get an extra spring in their step, they're more productive, they have more self-esteem, they're more confident.
You're right. I mean, it's not proper grammar, but I always say if you look good, you feel good, you play good.
Yeah, that's great.
And this is an investment in yourself.
It really is. And everyone's story is different, and everyone's motivation is different. And it doesn't matter if you have a tiny little, you know, pigmented area on your cheek that's been bothering you and you just want to get rid of that and you're done, or you want to target some fat and get a little bit of Botox and do a little bit in your lips, and we're not going to make you look ridiculous. We have turned people away. You're not a candidate. We're not going to do that. You don't need it. You already have too much. You know, someone will take their money, but we're not going to.
Well, because you obviously pay attention to quality. You want to make sure, too, that what you're doing is healthy. And there are, you know, definitely people that maybe have body issues that they need to work through before they go into some of this. And I appreciate that you understand that. But for the average person that wants to age gracefully, as our mutual friend Jordan likes to say, and I love that saying, this sounds like the perfect place. It's really, you are the only Medi Spa in downtown Milwaukee, right? The full service, the only full service?
The only full service Medi Spa in Milwaukee, and we're here for 2.5 years now, so even though we're new here, myself, as we've already established, is not new to aesthetics, and none of my providers are as well, and we have fun, too. You know, we're a little bit more casual here. We're in the third ward. It's fun, but always very professional, always safe. We have a team of board-certified plastic surgeons as our medical directors that oversee all of our protocols for safety and efficacy, and we just love what we do, so we laugh and we have a good time.
Oh, that's great. That's what life's about. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Once again, the owner of A360, Aesthetics 360, if you want to follow along on social media because you're interested, but you're like, I want to watch from afar for a little bit. We understand. You can find them at Aesthetics 360 MKE or visit the website A360MKE.com. Per usual, we'll link this up at 991themix.com. Charlotte, I mentioned earlier in the podcast, we have so many questions about Botox and fillers that let's plan to do another podcast, have you back, so we can really, really dig into just some of the specifics of what people want to know about these procedures, because there's so many people interested but a little nervous to ask these questions. So this is a safe place to have that dialogue here.
Yeah, I love it. Like I said earlier, I can talk about aesthetics all day long, so you're going to have to, like, force me away.
Charlotte, thank you again for being on 50 Shades of K.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Take care.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.